Okay. Hi, I'm Lucy Grimm.
And I'm Haley Rennie.
Yeah, Lucy Grimm will be talking first. Question three, the one talking about Alma and the Yor and why their different voices and perspectives affect the telling of the story. I said that the two perspectives help to illustrate that though immigrants are often similar, they can't be put into one single box. Each person's experience is different, as is their opinions about their home country and original birthplace. They're independent individual people, and Mayor and Alma's outlook is a good example of that. The quote I chose, for lack of a better one, is, I closed my eyes, feeling the warmth of the sun on my face. It's the same sun that shone on us at home, I told myself, the same sun. That was from Alma, showing that she's in this new country, but she's trying to find something that connects it to her home, whereas Mayor, he's always thought of America as his home, so he never does that. But they're both immigrants, so,
yeah. I didn't get as much as Lucy here did, but what I said was, like, Alma has something to compare America to. Like, she has a home that she came from and is now in America, so she has something to, like, I don't know. She can say that she likes Mexico better, she can say that she likes things from America better, where Mayor only has America to compare things to because he doesn't remember anything from Panama. And I did not get the quote for this section, so we can just move on to the next question.
So the question number five, who is responsible for the death of Arturo Rivera? I believe that ultimately it is sort of the fault of everyone, but at the end of the line, it's, you know, the Garrett Miller's father who actually pulled the trigger and delivered the killing shot, because if he hadn't done that, there's no, well, this might not have happened, like, he would not have died. And the quote I got from that is when Mayor was sitting and thinking about it and said, and sitting there, I started thinking, who can say whose fault it is? You could trace it back infinitely. And that's true.
No.
It's that dude's fault.
Right. What I said was, it's hard to trace the blame back to just one person. Like, it could really be any one of them if you really wanted to trace back that far. But personally, I think the person who actually did the killing of Arturo is the one who should be blamed. But part of me also thinks that I don't want to blame Mayor for it, but part of me thinks that maybe he could, I don't know, the reason that everyone was going into chaos for looking for Maribel was because she was gone, because Mayor took her away. So I think part of the blame is kind of on Mayor, even though I don't want to blame him for it because it was really the guy who pulled the trigger. But so my quote is also including what Lucy said, but I also included the quote where Mayor said, you can trace it back infinitely, all these different veins, but who knew which one led to the heart? So there's all these connections to his death and, like, who could have been blamed for it, but it's really hard to tell.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So the last question, which is also the first question, which isn't confusing at all.
No.
is, what is Christina Enriquez saying about the immigrant experience? I believe that the author is trying to say that though these immigrants who have perhaps similar experiences and stories, they might look similar, but they're different people. They're, you know, they have thoughts and opinions that are to themselves, and they're not all the same, and they struggle, and people don't want to hear about their struggle, and they just resort to stereotypes and racism to try and keep them quiet. And the quote, which is from Miko Alvarez on page 236, is, these people are listening to the media, and the media, let me tell you, has some effed up ideas about us. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So what I said about this question was that, like, even though all of the immigrants were most likely seeking change from their, like, previous lives in different countries and coming to America to change their lives, that doesn't mean that they're all, like, the same person. They don't all believe the same things, and they can't, it's not right to put them all into one, I don't know, stereotyped
box.
Category. Box, yeah, thank you. And so my quote was also from Nico Alvarez, Mico, mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was talking about how people stereotype him as being a criminal, and how they give him dirty looks when he enters a store. And the quote was, "I have the right to be in any store. I feel like telling them, you don't know me, man. I'm a citizen here. But I shouldn't have to tell anyone that. I want to be given the benefit of the doubt. I don't want to be seen as a criminal."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
'The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.